Ben, let me ask you, you read a lot of articles about how the entrepreneurship has grown since the Great Recession or during the Great Recession as people were being laid off. They were kind of forced into entrepreneurship. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I did. You know, the early before the Great Recession, a lot of the people that I saw had existing businesses. They had been around for 5, 10, or some, you know, 20, 30 years. Some of them had never really had the market. They had grown organically over the last decades before the recession. And then when the recession came, sort of saw two things. You know, for those folks who had existing businesses, a lot of times it was the first time they had to either market or they realized the marketing they were using had fallen off a lot. So that was that set of people who were really struggling because the demand for their product or service was hurt significantly during the recession. The second set of people were new entrepreneurs, had cycled out of the workforce either because they were fired or laid off, and they were starting to do entrepreneurship for the very first time. And those folks, many of them didn't have any background in entrepreneurship, and they were really looking for resources and help around how to start their first company.
Now, was the skill set that they learned in the companies, were they easily transferable to being an entrepreneur?
In terms of the skill set, the way I always described it, it's, you know, if you worked for a Fortune 500 or 100 company, it was the difference between like Spanish and Portuguese. You know, they sort of sound similar, but you really had to tweak it to be successful. So a lot of the people that, in terms of their skill set, they had the core communication, how to build a team, time management, planning, things like that. That core skill set was really helpful. But then the question is, how do you translate that into small businesses? Because what takes to be successful as a senior manager at a large billion-dollar company is not the same as starting a you know, garage door installation company or a plumbing company or a restaurant.
The reverse of that is true. A lot of companies that have started with entrepreneurs and become very successful grow to the point where the senior management can't manage the size of the company that they have because they have a hard time delegating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, on the flip side, there's some people who've only ran small companies or only been entrepreneurs. And then one day they wake up and they have a $5 or $10 million company and have never had to build departments and figure out HR policy and communication strategies and all these things that larger companies deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Thanks, Ben. Really appreciate that. And again, appreciate all that you're doing for Higher Rock Education and Learning.
All right. Thanks for your time, Bill.